From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Janet Saidi. Columbia's City Council has approved a water rate increase for the city. The Columbia Missourian reports that last night's 4-3 council vote comes after criticism from some council members. The increase will involve changes to the city's water rate system, creating a 3-tier system that charges customers for higher water use in an effort to conserve water. Columbia Council members Ian Thomas and Matt Pitzer and Columbia Mayor Brian Treese all voted against the change. The mother of one of two men killed in a 2016 police pursuit in the St. Louis area is suing. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the mother of 23-year-old Christopher Miles says allegations that her son and a friend had been seen flaunting handguns in a social media video was not enough reason for St. Louis police to chase them. The pursuit ended with the men's car crashing into a sport utility vehicle. Miles and the car's driver, 25-year-old Darnell Brown, were killed. The driver of the SUV survived but sustained significant burns. The suit alleges the pursuit did not follow department policy, which forbids pursuits unless police believe a violent felony has occurred. The police department said previously that the chase had been approved by a higher-ranking officer. The government says several people are targets or subjects of a criminal investigation into a Missouri tourist boat that sank in July, killing 17 people. The Kansas City Star reports prosecutors say in a court filing Friday in a civil case that the investigation of Ripley Entertainment and other individuals remains ongoing, even after the boat's captain was criminally charged. Kenneth Scott McKee has pleaded not guilty to indictment accusing him of negligence in operating a boat in unsafe conditions at Table Rock Lake. Ripley Entertainment says it does not know how many targets prosecutors are examining. Prosecutors are seeking to intervene in a civil case in which Ripley Entertainment is asking for a ruling on the applicability of a law that limits damages a shipowner has to pay. A Missouri prosecutor says a 20-year-old who was slain after fatally shooting a community activist would not have faced charges. Boone County prosecuting attorney Dan Knight said in a letter released today that the investigation showed that Amanta Harris broke into 20-year-old Deontay Gainwell's home in November and tried to rob him. Knight says that's when Gainwell killed Harris. Police spokesman Jeff Pitts said the investigation is ongoing and that there have been no arrests in Gainwell's death. He said, quote, police are looking at all the different avenues. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News, Columbia.